Battery Generation by Patrick Rosen and Leonard Peters. Brought to you by Celeste.
This podcast is brought to you by the Helmholtz Institute Ulm and Celeste, the Center for Electrochemical Energy Storage, Ulm and Karlsruhe, Germany. Welcome to Battery Generation, your podcast on electromobility and European battery research. Leonard, good to see you.
Good to see you too, Patrick.
Leonard, in our last podcast, we have talked about battery science in general and about the differences of cell chemistries in electric vehicles. We talked about the future of battery materials and the potential market growth in Europe. Today, we are interviewing a representative from the battery industry. Welcome, Christopher Hauks from Stockholm, Sweden.
Thank you very much. How are you doing, guys?
Very good. Thank you. Christopher, I will introduce you really quickly. You're the Vice President of Automotive and Foundry at Northvolt, one of the largest European battery manufacturers.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us, Christopher. Dear listeners, as always, if you like what you hear, subscribe to the channel, give us a thumbs up or a five-star rating or a comment. And of course, if you know someone or you know a topic that you think we should talk about in one of our next episodes, send us a message at hello@batterygeneration.com. That's hello@batterygeneration.com.
Christopher, let me briefly introduce your company. Northvolt is a battery developer and manufacturer specializing in lithium-ion technology for electric vehicles. It was founded as SGF Energy in 2015 by Peter Carlson, your CEO, who was formerly an executive at Tesla. In 2017, the company changed its name to Northvolt. And please give our listeners now an idea, how large is Northvolt by now? And could you briefly explain Northvolt's mission is to establish a supply of sustainable batteries in Europe and enable the future of energy?
Thank you for that introduction. So it has truly been an amazing journey these years since 2016. And today we are actually more than 3,000 people in the company. We continuously growing fast, adding around 150 people every month to the team. We are spread out today over six main locations. So we have a headquarters in Stockholm, where I'm today. We have a development center a bit outside of Stockholm in a city called Västerås. We are having our first gigafactory in the north, in a city called Skellefteå in northern Sweden. And then we also have in Poland, in Gdansk, we have our assembly factory for battery systems. And we actually also now have our development center for lithium metal technology in San Francisco in California. So meanwhile, the company has grown quite a lot and big. To comment a bit on our mission, I think this is also maybe something that makes us a bit unique, where we have we truly think that it matters how and where batteries are produced. Production of batteries is very carbon intense, requires a lot of energy. And to do that then in a grid with renewable energy and with as sustainable sourcing of materials, etc., as possible, is something that we believe makes a big, big difference in this transition from a combustion engine setup to an electrified setup. So the mission, the green battery mission, is something that very much define who we are as a company.
We are going to talk about the gigafactories a bit later. Could you now talk about your main clients, your first purchases of batteries? What markets are you supplying?
We are working with, you can say we have three market main segments that we work in. So obviously automotive industry, which is the biggest of the market segments. They're also the segment that transforms now very, very rapidly into electrification. We also work with the energy storage segment, which equally is a very fast-growing segment. And something that where we actually think the growth will accelerate a lot during the coming years. And then thirdly, also the industrial segment, where maybe transforming a bit slower, but where we also see significant opportunities going ahead.
You mentioned before that in your mission, you want to use a sustainable grid for electric energy to produce your batteries. Are the, well, the second market that was the big storage, is that actually something where you can use your own batteries to enable that? Or
certainly hope so. That would be one of the, obviously one of the great objectives that we have here. And I think that with the transition to renewable energy, you do, as you know, I mean, you do generate a need for storage. When you work with solar, when you work with wind, you get this increased need. And I think that I think we will see an acceleration of this need. We believe batteries will be one of the main solutions for that storage. And I think we see that coming. We see that happening a lot in the States right now, but also Europe is developing faster and faster on this. We're only seeing the beginning of this, I think.
Your customer list includes by now many well-known OEMs from Europe who are also invested in Northvolt. How close are you operating with these companies?
I mean, if you look on the, and I think we're mainly talking automotive maybe when you're in this, but when you look on the car development today, the battery cell is very much integrated part of the vehicle. When you develop your storage system for the vehicle, when you develop your powertrain for the vehicle, the battery cell development must be very, very close to this. So I think our approach is to collaborate very close to our customers on this. I think this is something that is actually quite needed in order to create a competitive package. And in the end have a successful vehicle on the market. So both when it comes to the chemistry development, the so-called vehicle integration or the module and pack development, etc., you need to work very, very integrated with your customer to be successful, I think.
So that, I imagine that's also, apart from the sustainability, there will probably be a USP for Northvolt batteries that you say, okay, we can integrate into your demand, we can design batteries specifically, not only the cells, but I imagine also we're talking also packaging and the whole thing, right?
I think it's very much so. And I mean, what you want to achieve as a car manufacturer, you obviously you have these factors. You want the range. I think there is still this range anxiety out there. Will I be able to get to where I want? And can I? How is it with charging on the way? So I think range is really important. Fast charging, equally so, right? You have topics around safety and cost, and to optimize these together, it really requires that the development teams work very close. And I think that this off-the-shelf approach is very difficult to be competitive if you work with that.
Northvolt has just started in producing batteries. How many of these batteries have been delivered yet? And how many pre-orders are we talking in this year and the following?
We are currently operating two different sites. So we have, obviously, we have larger expansion plans, but currently we're operating two sites. So we have what we call Northvolt Labs. Name is maybe a misleading because it's actually also where we do large volume sample production. It's a bit outside of Stockholm in the city of Västerås, where we now have been up and running and producing since actually a couple of years. And at the same time, we have our large gigafactory up in northern Sweden in Skellefteå, which is currently ramping up. So basically now the factory up in Skellefteå, it's basically fully booked. The capacity is there, which is we are, of course, super happy about, and which also then leads us to that we now are expanding. And I think you maybe have read in the news also, we made an announcement the last weeks and months here of expanding with further factories. It's looking promising, and I think it's also a sign of that this electrification is just continuing to accelerate.
You have one plant in northern Germany, is that correct?
Not yet, but we have not yet fully built. About a little bit more than a year ago, we started to look for additional sites. And when we did that, one of the fundamental things was that we wanted to stay true to our mission, the green battery, the green setup, building battery cells with renewable energy, which also was one of the main drivers for us in finding this location north of Hamburg in the city of Heide. Where we now then are planning our third battery factory. We call it Northvolt 3, and with the ambition to go into production in roughly 2026, and aiming at the capacity there similar to the size that we're building in Skellefteå, so around 60 gigawatt hours. So it's significant size of factory we're looking at there.
Mm-hmm. So building up that third gigafactory in Heide is the challenge right now. Could you just briefly take us on that trip? What kind of challenges do you face over there? I mean, building up a huge factory right there does bring some challenge, not only positive. And you have some experience from Skellefteå, for example. That is the largest factory in Swedish history. So what kind of challenges do you face in Sweden and potentially also in northern Germany at 3?
When you look at Skellefteå, we decided for the city of Skellefteå a lot due to the same logics as I explained drove us towards Heide. And it's the green availability of green energy, but also good possibilities for good logistics, as another example. But I think obviously when establishing a large factory in a city like Skellefteå, with 60,000-70,000 inhabitants, it drives some additional things that you wouldn't have if you would establish in a traditional large industrial region. Not saying that Skellefteå is not, because they have a long tradition of base industry. Like paper and metal and so on. So there is an industry tradition. But obviously it drives with such amount of people. We have been doing this a lot in collaboration with the community. So when it comes to building up housing, when it comes to building up schools, when it comes to building up social services and etc. for all the people then that are moving in. And this is also our ambition to do when we look at now Germany. We really want to do it together with the community and in a collaborative manner. The people living there, the different interests around there, etc. And this is really a learning also from Skellefteå, where we really have focused on doing that. I wouldn't say that it has been completely without challenges. But it's clearly so that doing it together with the community is a key for success.
It's a funny thing. I come from that exact northern state, Schleswig-Holstein. I know we're famous for not many people living there. When Tesla started their company just a few months ago, they had huge problems with these groundwater levels sinking. But in fact, that was a hoax that many people and journalists focused on. But in fact, it wasn't actually such a huge problem. So how skeptical are people in welcoming Northvolt at Heide and your Swedish communities?
So I would say that both in Heide and Skellefteå, it's a very, very positive feedback there we get, and good warm welcoming that we get in both of these. And obviously there are always questions. People have questions that they ask, rightfully so, and want to have clarified because things are changing in their community. That's normal. And I think our approach there is to try to be available, try to answer the questions, try to be open, transparent, and explain. My perception is that so far it has been received very, very well. And in that spirit, we want to continue as well.
So you are basically, you're building up the Gigafactory, you work with the community, also increase housing because you need more people, right? But let me just go back to the point of the environmental impact. How do you see that? And how do you work in conjunction with the communities on that specific topic? Patrick mentioned there was some press, especially with the Tesla factory, because the groundwater levels in that area are not so high already. So people were scared that the Tesla factory would have a major impact on that. Do you face similar environmental issues?
Specifically also on topics like water. We have been very proactive because already in the site selection process. So when selecting the site, one of the main criteria is that we would have the sufficient water. But we have also then been working with, I think you call it the water community or something like that in German. So the regional water supply organizations to really make sure that we don't end up in situations where we have water shortage, or that we in any negative way influence the water quality or supply to for anyone or anything else. But it's all about working together with these different interests and local experts, to be honest, right? I think in the site selection process, we try to address this from the very beginning, because obviously with who we are as a company, what we want to achieve, it's really important for us that this happens in the right way.
Let's now change the topic a bit towards your products. My next question is competition. How will Northvolt compete with the Chinese and Asian battery manufacturer? Could you briefly talk about the quality of your products? One asks themselves when talking about the electric vehicle market. Many of the batteries nowadays still come from Asia, from China, from Korea. I guess my question is, what is the unique selling point of Northvolt's products?
There is a big wish for a European supply chain in the battery space. I think also the green offering, a truly green setup, is also something that many OEMs currently are very much acknowledging as important. But lastly, I think also cost and performance. And I think we have managed to show that even though we are a young company, we have managed to show that we are able to compete with the experienced large Asian players when it comes to cost and performance.
I'm glad to hear that, because that was one of the things we had in mind, is that can sustainability also be profitable? Because that's always the topic we hear in the general public discussion. You talk to the people, you have the environment in mind, and you try to make the entire battery sustainable. Is that possible to then compete with other players who don't restrict themselves in those ways?
Yeah, but I think it is, and I think it's becoming more and more important, the sustainability topic. I think we have also, during our 6 years here, we have seen that this topic is becoming increasingly important. And you also now see legislation coming that supports this even more now. I think also we all as consumers, as customers, buying these products, cars or whatever it is, we also expect, meanwhile, a sustainable supply chain behind these products. So I think it's actually importance is increasing, actually.
Christopher, let's talk about the cell chemistries that are behind Northvolt's batteries. Could you just talk about the exact mix of cell chemistries in your batteries?
So yeah, maybe the exact chemistry is probably a trade secret, but I can. But we are working on several chemistry tracks, I should say. The predominant chemistry in vehicles today is high nickel NMC chemistries, which is also our main development track, where you over time then see increasing nickel content, reduced cobalt content. Anodes with different graphite compositions over time, also with silicon. So I think that this is our main path. But we are also exploring other chemistries. A bit too early to mention here. But as I mentioned in the beginning, I mean, we are, for example, having a development center in California looking at lithium metal chemistries. So we are certainly looking beyond, you know, NMC type of, but I think for the next few years, I think still NMC is the predominant chemistry in the automotive field for sure.
As you know, CATL recently announced last year to step into the sodium ion battery game. Is that also something for Northvolt?
We are looking in many directions, including that, and it's I think it at this point in time, it's quite good. You know, what will happen towards the end of the decade, it's still a bit open. So we are looking in several directions to make sure that we will stay competitive.
So, Christopher, Tesla has released a number of unique cell formats in the past, for example, the 4680. What kind of cell formats is Northvolt specialized in? Is there even different formats, or are you mainly focusing on prismatic cells, for example?
Our two main cell formats currently today is prismatic and cylindrical, where we both are looking at the smaller cylindrical as well as large format cylindrical.
We have talked about sustainability in batteries. Let's now focus on the price. I mean, these prices for battery materials have been rising in the very recent past. A kilowatt hour was supposed to hit $100 and beneath by last year. In reality, nowadays, prices are now rising 20, 30, 40%. How does Northvolt deal with these prices?
It is a concern, obviously, that the raw material or costs in general, raw material or logistics and many other costs are increasing. And I think we will need to expect that it has an impact on cell price going forward. Then exactly how big this impact will be, it's a bit hard to say because this happened quite recently. And I think we still need to see, will this stay? Or will we see a normalization or back to what it used to be, so to say? And I think this is hard to judge yet. And
one action that Northvolt has already taken is to found a lithium hydroxide plant together with a partner in Portugal. So that kind of seems like a vertical integration of getting lithium for EV battery production. We see that basically in every sector. Tesla also has the same plan. So do you think we'll see these integration towards the lithium mines in the future?
I think you will see more vertical integration. I think you will see more local initiatives. With the geopolitical situation, it becomes increasingly important to have local supply chains. So I think, yes, you will see more of that going forward. The other topic maybe that connects to this, which we as Northvolt see as really, really key, is also the whole recycling topic. With the Northvolt mission and how we think about the green battery, it's kind of become a must to create a circular setup and avoid the kind of linear that we have had for so many years with the oil dependency. And I think that creating a circular setup where recycled batteries are used for producing new batteries at large scale is a key. And for us, this is a fundamental thing of our business model. And hopefully will reduce the dependency on new material.
Let's hope so. And actually, I couldn't help but thinking if the prices go up, it actually helps the sustainability cause in a way, because recycling becomes more valuable. If it's too cheap, it's always hard, probably, because the recycling process as of now is pretty resource and cost intensive, be it the pyro or the hydro metallurgic setup. Do you have any insight you can give us on your recycling plans or on your methods that you plan to implement for recycling old batteries?
Sure. You're absolutely right, by the way. I mean, the recycling in the landscape we are now, recycling becomes even more important. Since quite a long time, we are actually running recycling in our pilot plant in Västerås, this Northvolt Labs I mentioned before. We are currently building what I actually believe is probably, at least in Europe, the largest recycling facility up in Skellefteå, just next to our cell assembly and our cathode production. We are actually building the recycling facility also at gigascale. So our aim is by the end of the decade that at least 50% of our raw materials should be recycled. I mean, then it starts to make a real impact. And I think what the trend we see is that it's maybe even happening sooner than later.
I have read on the news in November last year that the first recyclable battery was produced at Northvolt. Is there any special way you build your batteries nowadays? I mean, many of the batteries from China, from Asia nowadays are not meant to be recycled. So what's the circular way you're planning with your batteries? Is there any special way of producing it even?
Actually not. So what we are doing is that we are with the hydromet process. You mentioned it before. We are winning back, so to say, the key metals out of the old batteries, and they are then fed into our production process just as any other metal, which is also the beauty of all of this, that it does not imply any special production in that sense. So it's just using old batteries to make new batteries.
That's very interesting to hear. From my point of view, this hydrometallurgic way of recycling a battery is not yet profitable. Are you planning on developing a profitable recycling process, or is that something you're just you have to be engaged in within your business model? Or we talked about the European regulatory framework that now came out that have mandatory recycling rates, even quotas for electric batteries. Do you think that whole the recycling branch is profitable or can be profitable?
I think it's a good business case. Of course, but I think it's a good business case, and I think it's a good business case not only for us as a cell supplier, a cell company. I think it's a good business case actually also for our customers. So I think it's we certainly believe so. Yes, yeah, sure.
On the hopeful end, one could also think that if you vertically integrate the whole circle. I don't even know if vertical is the right word, if it's a circle, but...
Circular integration, maybe.
Circular integration, yeah, that's better. And that could or might even give you an advantage on the long run if you are strong in that part in recycling over competitors from Asia that maybe do not have that as prices go up for the raw materials.
We hope so. We hope so that it is like that. And obviously, somewhere also, we hope that the market becomes a market in general. I mean, we obviously want to be on the forefront here, but I think it's good for everyone, for society, if this becomes a circular economy and nothing else.
Christopher, last question for you. You've told us that there is currently thousands of vacancies at Northvolt. What kind of new employees are you actually looking for?
It's the whole range, basically. Obviously, we engineers, both production, process, R&D. And obviously, with battery experience, is a big benefit. But not only. There are also many related industries or backgrounds that are very relevant for us. If you have experience from process industry, if you have experience from automotive industry, or industries where maybe some of the process steps are similar to what it is with the battery production. It's you're very welcome to send your application to us. We are eagerly looking for more talent.
You heard them, dear listeners. Turn in your resume now.
I'm looking forward to it.
That's it for today. Thank you very much, Christopher. If you as a listener got any questions or any further infos about battery production in Europe, please email us. That's hello@batterygeneration.com. And of course, we're thrilled about your comments below or even a 5-star rating in your podcast app. Thank you for listening. And as always, for next time, click in, tune in, and stay charged. This podcast is also supported by the Karlsruhe Institute of Technology, Ulm University, the German Aerospace Center, and the Center for Solar Energy and Hydrogen Research, Baden-Württemberg.